Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the big show. Two in the books, one to go. Ready more for all that you guys want to talk about. It's Barry, it's Joel, it's Tyler in for Nick as we continue to roll on. Some good conversations. We had Eric, the Dodgers beat writer on for SB Nation, which was great. Eric Steven, we also had Mattress Mac on. We've been talking a lot about the World Series, a little bit about the Rockets, a little bit about football last night between the Eagles and the Redskins. And, of course, we had this Ryan Seacrest production.
Why do you keep calling it the Ryan Seacrest production?
Because he's the king of reality TV. Okay, so give me the name of your production company, Mr. Every rap person has to have their own stage name.
Diddy. I could be Biddy.
You can be Biddy.
That's taken. Yeah.
Biddy.
I'm Biddy.
Biddy. Biddy.
That's right. Since I look like a middle-aged lesbian today anyways. Biddy, that sounds like a...
Yeah, wait a minute. You took the hat off.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys do that all day. My head was all itchy and hot. I don't know how you guys wear hats all day.
By now. So.
I guess. I mean... I don't know, but since I look like a middle-aged,
it's like a
lesbian,
custom. It's like
Biddy sounds
you not.
Good.
It's like you being used to wearing glasses. Like if I had glasses on right now,
yeah,
I'd be freaking out.
Really,
I would have to
because you could see.
No, I have 20/20 vision.
Oh,
so it doesn't matter.
Why are you bragging?
If I was wearing glasses, I can't wear sunglasses for a long period of time either.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, it was giving me a headache too. I don't know how you guys do it.
I'm
not a hat
too
guy.
Tight.
Yeah, well, it depends on the fit. Some hats,
it's
even if they're
stretchy,
not too tight,
it's
you
a
can't.
Stretch one.
He's got a stretch fit.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I got the fitted field deal, but especially with these field
medium
caps,
large. Is that big? Is that normal?
They have
that's
large
average.
Extra large too.
Okay.
Yeah,
they
have
large
average.
Yeah. I don't have a fat head, do I?
That's no, I good. Do. That's my job.
You have a extra large?
No,
large
no,
extra
I wear,
large.
I wear the medium large most times too, but like in fitted field hats, I have a 7.5.
Is that big?
Well, like Barry Bonds was an 8.
Damn, Joel's got a big old crane.
I already told you, thank God for having hair for as long as I've had, because if I was bald, I'd be the replacement for Jack in the Box in the commercial.
You look like Brett Gardner. That dude's head.
I'll tell you what, though.
It's shaped really awkwardly.
I don't even get how his head
How does he get a helmet on? Yeah.
That's got to be like some kind of like HGH
And Joe Buck seemed to like him, too. Did you hear at one point when he said, and Brett Gardner with one of the most recognizable jawlines in all of baseball? I'm like, who says that?
Joe Buck's into some weird stuff.
Well, we know about his hair deal. But
but all that came about because he was like a sex addict, wasn't it?
I didn't hear that.
I think he had, in his book, he admitted to like doing stuff like that, and he wanted to get the hair plugs to look better for it. But that's what almost made him lose his voice or something.
So, Joe Buck is a sex addict?
I never heard the sex addict part. I know that he was like all hung up on his looks enough that
maybe,
that's why the
know.
Hair thing.
I thought it like.
I like that he goes, maybe, I don't know.
I feel like I've read that whenever the whole hair plug thing came out.
You know this is going out to hundreds of thousands of people, not just the three of us.
Oh, Joe Buck's listening right now, I'm sure.
We know Alex Bregman listens to ESPN 97.5, don't we?
Breggs probably has like
Breggs.
Little listeners.
I like how you dropped a Breggs on him.
You're
like
tight
that.
With him, are you? Breggs.
You never know.
What's
this Josh on hold could be Josh Reddick. You have no idea.
I hope it's Josh.
That would be fantastic. By the way, Joe Buck did marry up. Michelle Biesner, who's been on national TV in several different roles, and I think she was once a Broncos cheerleader. He married younger and very good for
himself. That's what sex addicts do. If you guys care, which I know you don't, Joel,
okay.
But Trey versus Jake Spear in the finals. I don't
know
how Trey won. That's
man.
A Travis Sham mockery of the voting system in this country. The fact that Trey won, you guys out there that voted, you just voted because you like Trey. You didn't vote
That's
for his rapping
true.
Skills. You just voted because you like Trey, and you made a sham mockery of my rap battle. You have ruined it, and I hope you're all happy. Now we got to listen to Trey come on here and get wrecked again.
It's going
to
be a Trey sham mockery.
That's right.
Plus, you know that he's going to be scared. He doesn't really want to do it. And so is his heart going
to
be in it?
He wants to do it, or he wouldn't have drove in just for it. He wants to do it. Trust
all right.
me.
All right, let's find out what Josh has got going. Josh wants to talk Astros. Josh, what's up?
How are you guys? Real quick, just want to say I listen, you know, most of the day. I'm in commercial real estate, so I'm in the car most of the day. You guys by far have the best show in this market this time. You guys really do a great job. But real quick, wanted just to give you something to look for behind the plate tonight. Unfortunately for the Astros, Mr. Phil Cuzzy is behind the plate tonight, unfortunately. And I am a diehard Cleveland Indians fan. I've lived here for 10 years now, born and raised in Cleveland. I'm a baseball junkie, and unfortunately for everybody, for the Astros, you did not get a good crew. Unfortunately, Laz Diaz is on this crew. Laz Diaz. Laz Diaz has destroyed games for the tribe over the years. But unfortunately, I'm insulted at baseball right now, and I know Barry will appreciate this, and this will be real quick. How baseball can go on these games and let the one thing that matters most, balls and strikes, the one thing that your game matters most on is balls and strikes. This entire game changes down a 1-0 to 1-1 count, an 0-1 to 1-0, a 2-1 to 2. If baseball changes count to count. And if baseball is going to sit by and not get the most important thing right, it's insulting to me. And I had to watch Jeff Nelson take away an Indians game 5, okay, against the Yankees. And if you rewatch that Indians game from last week, you'll see that almost half of our at-bats just poor balls and strikes. And I hate to go there, but baseball has done such a good job of getting everything else right. For Commissioner Manfred to sit by and let these games be swayed on balls and strikes, it's insulting to a baseball junkie like me. But love your guys' show. Really appreciate your guys' knowledge about basketball and about baseball. Listen to you guys every day. You guys do a great job. Go Astros. I'm a diehard Indians fan. I go to every single Astros Indians game when they're here. But I'm really pushing hard for the Astros. I think they actually do have a very, very good chance at the series. But unfortunately, keep an eye out for Phil Cuzzy, you guys. Have a good night. Go Astros.
Thanks, Josh, for the call and the love and the insight. Now I'm going to be a little leery about the dish tonight. I hope Angel Hernandez is not on that
crew. He's not on the list. Phil Cuzzy, Paul Newart. Laz Diaz, Bill Miller, Dan Iles, I don't know how the hell to pronounce it, Matt, Mark Wegner, and
This bothers me because Keuchel's last start against the Yankees, the last thing I heard on the radio before I went in to watch the game was, you've got a guy behind the plate that had the sixth worst strike
zone.
I
said it all series, and I was tweeting about it during the games. The umpiring, the balls and strikes calls for both teams in the Yankees-Astros series was atrocious. It was horrible. It was wildly inconsistent. Balls that were several inches off the plate were called strikes. They would move the strike zone. It would change mid-game. They would be getting the outside strike, then all of a sudden that would go away. They'd be getting the low strike. Then that would go away, and they would be getting the inside strike to lefties. It made no sense. The strike zone was a moving target, and it shouldn't be. It's the one thing that should be consistent. So I'm with Josh.
You could see Keuchel's frustration in his last start. All the Yankees, low zone stuff he was not getting.
Sabathia wasn't happy in Game 7 because of the strike zone was piss poor. I mean, listen, I'm with Josh in the regard that baseball has to be better. And I don't want to bring up the whole automated strike zone again, but you still need a home plate umpire. But there's nothing wrong with automating strikes. If they have the technology to do it, they need to do it. It's just, I'm with him. And I don't recall the Indians losing because of the strike zone.
I don't either, but.
But that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
It factors in.
You can watch several outs, and I don't remember the specifics, but I remember thinking, all right, if this guy scores, he threw four strikes. I think it was Morton in his first game against the Yankees. He wasn't getting some calls, and I thought, okay, he's thrown four strikes here. That should have been an out. This should be done. Runners get on base, and I don't recall if they scored or not, but I'm you know, there's those moments where it can happen. Mm-hmm. So it can affect the game. I'm not going to blame anybody, you know what I mean? Like, the Yankees shouldn't be blaming the umpires because the Astros had to deal with it as well. So at least it was consistent, and that it was so inconsistent for both teams, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I mean, look, in the Yankee series, I had Yankee fans telling me the exact thing that you just said. Look, at least it was consistently inconsistent. It was on both sides. But overall, I'm with you in the fact that the umpiring could be a lot better than it is. It's like the NBA. The NBA does a rating system to which you have to have the highest ratings or one of the highest ratings to get into the NBA finals to do the games in that series, simply because of the fact that they want their highest rated officials all year consistently to be on the games. I don't know if MLB does that, but I hate to hear it when Keuchel relies so heavily on that zone and painting corners, and he might not get them.
I'll tell you, the one thing you can be happy about, Astros fan, is Angel Hernandez is not crew, so that's good.
That I was really worried after he started saying that he might be on the crew, too. Yeah. All right, so we've got the finals coming up next. Is that right?
Trey versus Jake Spear.
Trey versus Lil Jake Spear. Yeah. Trey versus Jay. as we wrap up the intern freestyle rap battle. We'll also have plenty of other things before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz. So don't go anywhere. Back with a whole lot more. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.
Take it rough.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back in the final hour of the big show. If you missed it earlier, what did you call yourself? Biddy? A Biddy production.
That's right.
Something Barry had been working on for over a week was to put the interns to some hard work for a change. And by that I mean, instead of just sitting there waiting for phone calls and or playing video games, that they had to actually step up to the mic. A lot of them are aspiring broadcasters.
Yep. And a lot of them were scared. I think everyone did a great job. I know that it can be nerve-wracking, but I thought everyone did well.
Someone stuffed the ballot box.
Well, you know, after Trump, I kind of lost faith in the voting in this country anyways.
Tyler is currently on the phone with Russia, trying to see if they are involved in the voting process.
I feel like Trey is our Trump at this station. No, your mic's off. You can't even try it again.
Listen.
Okay. No, your Trump sucks. But so Trey and it's Lil Jake Spear. So MC3 and Lil Jake Spear won. Trey, I got to be honest with you. I don't think you won. I think you should have lost. The people love Trey, though. So you got the people's vote, even though you did bad.
Are you scared?
No, I think I'm more prepared this
time. Are you ready this time?
I think so.
Okay. Now, do you feel wrecked because they called you the Queen of the Frosties?
Nah, I've heard that like 20 times.
So you're just used to it now?
Yeah, I'm just used to anything anyone says.
Anything?
Well, not anything, but...
So you're used to people saying that I'm your father?
Yeah, at this point, what difference does it make?
Okay.
As Hillary Clinton would say.
Let's do this now. We're going to switch the order because that chair went first last time. So, Lil Jake Spear, you're up. You're going to go first this time. And then we're going to take your notes away, and then you guys are going to freestyle rap just like we did last time. So without further ado, you got a new beat coming this time. Pay attention.
Curveball.
Yeah, so here's the new beat. Here's a little Jake Spear up first in the finals.
Juggalo Trey, has your skin seen the light of day? Tucked away, deep in the closet, trying on mom's scarves and berets. But that's okay. No one knows you better than you anyway. Sit on your hand and give yourself a stranger. Happy anniversary, Trey and Trey.
I like it. That was fire. Lil Jake Spear.
Pretty good. The ending. Yeah, okay.
Lil Jake Spear. I hope Trey. I tell you what, bud. You got your work cut out for you.
Started off beat, though.
He started a little early, but he's...
Started early.
He admitted in the break he was going to do that regardless.
Usually
he was
Jake on finishes beat. Early.
Oh! Damn it.
Snap.
That's wow.
Nobody's complaining.
Except everybody.
Okay, you guys don't fight. All right, here we go.
Shut up.
Now, make sure you start on time, but at least stay on beat, because he started early, but he stayed on beat, so that's important, okay? Trey, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, go.
Okay. Here we go. Throw down some rhymes. His name is Jake, and he's fake. He should just go jump in a lake. No one likes him anyways, he's a snake. He thinks he's so important, but he's really impotent. I don't like his tan, and he looks like he drives a windowless van. That's all I got.
Didn't you use that last time?
I just like the windowless van.
You can't use...
like a signature rhyme. Listen. Listen, you guys did... The people did this.
No, it's not like a signature phrase.
It's a signature...
You don't have... You're not the Michael Jordan of battle rapping. You don't get your own logo and a signature phrase.
Listen.
Windowless van. Of all the signature phrases for a rap battle, you went with windowless van.
I liked it a lot the first time.
Yeah, it was great the first time you used it against the guy that actually looked creepy. He doesn't look that creepy.
No, Jake just looks like a normal dude.
All right.
You should just jump in a lake, though.
You went with one rhyme line and stayed on it. Lake and Jake and fake.
Did
and
you drop
take
a snake
and,
in there?
Yeah, he's a snake.
Okay.
Because he says he was my friend, but then he's coming and saying I'm giving myself a stranger. And
well, I mean, that was his job. I don't know why you're taking this personal.
It wasn't his job.
All right, here we go now. It's freestyle time. Give me your notes.
Oh, that's right. We're not done yet.
No, give me your notes. Now you got a freestyle, four bars. And this time, it's not over until the four bars are up. You have to keep going.
You can't quit, Trey. No. There's no towel to throw in, no white flag to wave.
That's right. You
Jake
have to
throws in the towel every night.
All right.
Okay, but it's not your time. See what you created, Laminac?
All right.
See what you do every time?
Here we go. Four bars. You gotta see it through. Don't just stop because you run out of ideas. Just start saying words. Just don't cuss. Four bars. This is for all the marbles, Trey. This matters. I want to say that we're going to let the people vote, but I can't trust the people now. So it's going to have to be us internally that vote on this, okay? All right, here we go. This is Trey's freestyle response.
Yep. Got a beat. All right, here we go. You're really, like, lame, and, like, you should just, like, go away and stuff. You should, like, stop with everything that you do. Just shut up. Like, you're not even
That's
talking.
It. That's four bars. That was.
Were you even trying to flow?
I don't know what that was. That was definitely not battle rapping. That felt like you having, like, the time that
you've disappointed me.
The time that Nick and I saw you in your car screaming at yourself, that's what that felt like. Like, before or after. Like, you're like,
having. Screaming at myself.
I kind of felt like you were.
What? Can we talk about Jake's life?
All right, Jake, you have a chance to rebut here.
All right.
Here's your chance. This is all off the top of the dome, as the kids say. All right, you got four bars. Yeah, I'm going to count them down for you, so don't be trying to quit early, all right? Go ahead and kick the beat, Tyler.
Trey, your hat's crumpled and sad. Looks like your mom's vag. After she gave birth, she looked up at you and said, "Oh, you wrecked me. That hair is unseasonably fiery. I hope I didn't make you feel bad. Why don't you go home and write about it in your diary?"
Oh, it's over. It's over. Oh, he dropped the bomb.
It was over when it started.
Oh, my God.
Trey. I dropped the vagina reference.
Why?
Because you can't use innuendo.
Come on now.
I don't know.
He just abbreviated it.
They literally said he could say that on the in the.
He just abbreviated it.
I asked Jung, and he said,
"Yeah,
you
ruined his performance,
and you ruined the whole bit."
I'll replay it off of our SML player. Then give me a second to cue it up.
Okay, I will tell you right now that wasn't even close. Look, he's like he's getting all cocky now.
You're feeling all good now, aren't you?
I do like that both of you kept it real and started with the like you were getting hyped
Trey's
for it.
Really
I liked
believable
that.
Too.
I liked it. I did like it. I thought
are you guys going to speak tomorrow?
Nah, yeah. Jake's my home
you
dog.
You got mad that he said things about you.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah, it's.
Are you guys going to hug after this or
no,
what?
No, I'm not. I don't know. I mean, maybe. I guess
side
that's
hug?
Cool. Like,
yeah.
Are you a hugger?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, let's hear Jake's rap, Not Dumped. Let's hear this again.
Trey, your hat's crumpled and sad. Looks like your mom's vag. After she gave birth, she looked up at you and said, "Oh, you wrecked me. That hair is unseasonably fiery. I hope I didn't make you feel bad. Why don't you go home and write about it in your diary?"
Dude, that is... Oh, God.
Pretty solid.
You didn't make that up. You had that pre-written. Tell me the truth.
When we played it back, he was lipping it the whole time.
No. Little Shakespeare.
No.
Hold on.
I blacked out. I don't remember how I got
You wrote here. That, didn't you? You
so
saved
most
that.
Most of your dates.
You can check my notes. You have
Dude,
my
you're
notes.
I the know. Party. It's over.
I know you memorized that, though, Little Shakespeare. You're not fooling me.
Hey,
here.
Do you want to see if MC Johnny B wants to
he does.
Have a consolation
with
bracket
Keith?
Prize?
He's
no, let's
hold.
Just see if he can get a freestyle.
I feel like you're telling me this for a reason.
Because MC Johnny B's on the phone.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, MC Johnny B, what's up?
Johnny B's here. What's poppin', baby?
Oh, my God. I want to hang up on you already. What's poppin', baby? What are you? Are you, are you at the Jersey Shore right now? What do what's popping, baby?
I am stuck in traffic on 59 going southbound.
He said things about you.
Water under the bridge.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah, what are you doing now?
I'm freaking out. Am I having a stroke? What happened? Did you guys just give me an aneurysm?
No, that's Mel Player's.
Okay.
My bad. All right. We're good now.
So what do you got, Johnny B? Are you
what do I got?
Oh,
all right. I'm already stuck in traffic, and I already wrote a rap about good old little Jake Spear over here, so I got something to say to him, and a little something to say to Juggalo Trey.
No, you know what? Are we doing this again?
Yeah,
I kind of feel like he had his opportunity.
I feel like he wouldn't, Trey, he messed with the boats.
Okay, all right, all right.
What are you now, you're your co-executive producer with Biddy over here?
Okay, let's let him do it. Let's just, I don't think this is going to be good. Let's get it over with.
Yeah, just don't give me a beat. Just don't give me a beat, because, you know, I can't hear Jack through my phone.
It'll be delayed. Just go, Johnny. Just kick it.
All right.
Acapella.
Here we go.
Acapulco.
Bruh, look at this man, Jake. The way he dresses makes me think he'll never procreate. City boy with that Western flair, always watching his diet, afraid he'll turn into a Care Bear. I swear this man always be puffing loud. I bet he likes rolling around with Juggalo Trey. Call it Clown Town. right now he's two-stepping on that boot scoop boogie. Just like Limp Bizkit, I bet he does it all for the nookie.
Okay. Now, you...
Now, he got the chance to write his stuff in advance and cheat a little bit, but that was pretty good.
That's not bad. Now, that's not, now was that including Trey?
Too.
Was that including Trey, or do you have another one for Trey?
No, I was including Trey. That was just about it.
I like it. I like it. Trey. Johnny B, I think you should have advanced to the finals, and Trey should have been out, but the people felt otherwise. But you got to come on and redeem yourself, though. So thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for participating. Now, we're going to figure out how we're going to decide who won this. Whether I don't know that we're going to leave it up to Twitter, because they obviously can't be trusted. So maybe we'll just do an internal vote from everyone that heard this and let you guys pick. So
Jose doesn't want to participate because he's still robbed. He thinks he's still an intern.
He doesn't like Trey. He's already voting against Trey no matter what.
See, that's not fair.
He just asked me to move in with him.
Like,
how are you going to say? It's weird, right?
What?
Like, yeah.
Now is that true?
Guarantee.
Are you doing it?
Hell no.
Are you guys having sex?
No.
What's going on?
I'm not that way.
Did I miss something?
Is it a one bedroom?
I don't know.
Did I miss something?
Like, I was just sitting here apartment. And he was like, hey, so Trey, this is an important question. You want to move in with me? And I was like, no.
I could see you guys like Trey's in the shower, Jose's in there pooping, just making it weird.
Oh,
like,
no,
Trey, you're the one making it weird.
Come on, man.
We gotta go to break. All right.
Wow, and I got bad visuals. Okay. All right, we'll head to break. We got a half hour to go in the big show. Barry's gonna figure out how we're gonna do the final vote. I don't know if we can continue with a vote in the studio because there were too many people that have biases. But we'll figure it out. Back with a whole lot more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final hour, final half hour, 24 minutes of the big show. It's close enough. Before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. By the way, this could be karma.
Okay.
Because AJ, on the way home, was promoting last night that Trey was going to be on, and Trey blew him off.
Uh-oh.
Trey's getting so big time now.
Yeah.
That he's blowing people off, and then he basically blew off this whole thing, which he knew was coming.
He mailed it in. I feel like that.
He came in on an off day for this.
Yeah, to turn in that performance.
Very he kept looking at me the whole time like, dude, I'm not changing my opinion. I'm very disappointed.
What I like is that the interns are already pouncing on their newfound fame. I've seen MC Green Mile, or Intern Green Mile, has a Twitter account now. Lil Jake Spear just joined Twitter. So they are wasting no time getting their brand created. I like it. This is smart. This is what Biddy wants.
Here's what I think about the whole thing, too. We learn more about our interns during this than we would ever have done when we see him in the bullpen when we're working on stuff.
Yep.
Because to hear the whole backstory of Jake and the country and the watching what he eats and all this other stuff, it's like, who would have guessed all that?
I will say this. I've got to give them all a round of applause because that took big cojones. They were all very reluctant, and I forced them to do it. And I think that they, given the circumstances and how nervous everyone was, you got to give them hats off to them because it takes balls to do that. That's not you know, everyone out there can be judging, but that's scary to come on and rap in front of thousands of people like that.
So you rapped them?
Would you dad joke yourself, please? I mean, you thoroughly deserve that. Yes, you deserve
all right.
That.
Here, let me find it.
NASCAR Johnny said, I leave for a bit and I just heard Trey one. That's a BS.
Watch out, moms. This guy just blasted you with a dad joke.
That's right. Come on, Barry. We're the usual suspects. Do you expect anything less from us? I just wish Keith made the finals. That would have been a complete bleep show. Why are they hating on Keith, man? Green Mile, I thought he did fine.
Come on, man. Keystone White. I think he could have brought more than he brought to the table, but I think he could have done better.
Jerry said, I saw the rap battle on Facebook Live, and it was hilarious. One of your interns looks like a bizarro Ed Sheeran. I'm assuming that's Trey. That is absolutely Trey. That's correct. I'm crying while driving. This is dangerous. I think it was a hit overall, boys. I think everyone...
Yeah, I agree with you. I'll give you thumbs up and a pat on the back because this was your idea. And the thing is that to what you were saying earlier, you got to give these guys credit because... Not all of them want to be on air when they're interning here. And like Jake's first round, even though he had it on paper, there was a quiver in his voice that was like he wasn't really sure of himself. But then once he felt comfortable, he let loose and had some really good stuff. And that was the whole thing, to have fun with it. But that was, I give him credit because you had to really come with some confidence that you're not, may not be used to. It's like some people that hated speech class.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. You know? I mean, it's, I remember when I first started. Doing radio, you get nervous, man. You sit in front of that microphone and you think about how many people might be listening. It's not easy. Somebody says, is there even a discussion? Lil Jakespeare murdered him. That is true. He murked him. Jared, this is the last one, then we're going to vote on who we think won. I've decided the three of us get to pick the winner. The people cannot be trusted. Even though Lauren Pope said Jake won, the rest of the people cannot be trusted. Like NASCAR Johnny said.
Or you can't be trusted to get one poll that does it all.
Well, I had to add up too, by the way, which was ridiculous. But this one said, if Trey was on Match.com, it would pair him up with a couch and a bottle of lotion. Wow. That was from Jared. Jared, that's not nice. I'm not reading any more of those texts.
Okay, for the next, you're screening it on the air, but you're not reading them.
For the next 5 minutes. All right, so we got to pick a winner. Joel, you go first. Who do you think won?
Jake? Yeah.
Tyler?
Jake.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's hands down. Jake wins the MC intern rap battle. Congratulations to Jake. I don't know what we have for you. Probably nothing, but I'll figure something out.
The next Barry Laminack show?
Well, I doubt he wants that. Okay. I'll be honest with you. We'll figure something out.
Sounds like we got to find him like tickets to like a country show or something like that based on the rap.
I think he just gets bragging rights. Like anytime Trey says anything, you just tell him, shut up. I wrecked you on the air. Thousands of people heard it. I own you. You're my bitch.
I got to be honest, too. I thought we were going to end up doing this.
Tyler's like, really? That far? Yeah. I was just feeling it. I just went with it. Whatever.
I did. I had a when we first came up with this idea, I thought that you were nervous. Some point we're going to... I wasn't nervous, but I was like, you know what? It's been so long since I even did all the rhyming in the postgame, the halftime in the postgame shows. I was like, God, I'd have to really tighten this up and go back to doing this stuff. And I'm not feeling that at all. And then I thought, well, the worst case scenario is... I'm still okay because Nick would have to compete, and that would be like on slow-mo.
Tyler rapping would have also been atrocious. So, somebody said, is there a way that y'all can make Tyler the music break guy every show? People like your music, man. Congrats to you. You've won something as well, apparently. We got this text. This is Jay-Z, and I'm scouting new talent. I will search elsewhere.
There you go. All right, we got one segment left to go in the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. So don't go anywhere. We'll wrap things up and put a bow on it next on The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. But I don't really care. I'm going to make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking a crap, just like burglary. The definition is jacking. ESPN 97.5.
Thinking of a master plan. Man, I'm bringing his paper faster than these little other
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back to wrap things up. Final segment of the big show before we turn over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Got a couple of housekeeping things to take care of.
Winners should go to Barry's Koozie. I don't know what the hell that means. That makes no sense.
Is that because of the koozies you sell at comedy shows?
I don't know what that means. If you didn't hear, we picked Lil Jakespeare as the winner, but somebody tweeted out a picture of Steve Harvey and said, and the winner is Juggalo Trey. Oh, nope, wait, didn't happen. So
wrong note card, Steve.
That's right. Sorry, Patrick. Wrong note card. Bronus Sari says Pac-Man Joel was rapping in his car on the way to the office.
No, because he was saying I was preparing in case I had to do this.
But do you do that do you come up with rhymes? Because you like rhyming.
First of all, it's something I created to have like a niche.
Right.
And it took off, and so I kept doing it. And the thing is like I didn't do it. I don't do it in the car.
Okay,
but like when you came up with the idea though at home at night when you know everybody goes to bed and I'm watching TV and I'm like I could still do this because I can still come up with rhymes pretty easily. But like I told you, some people think it's call it rhymes, and other people at the office used to go, "Man, I love your flow in post game shows." And I'm like, that's not the same.
Did you when I had the idea for the rap battle? Did you start hearing that Eminem music? That dun dun dun? Were you like, yeah?
I didn't know. I wasn't to the point of doing it. I was more concerned about getting flow that made sense and that actually went together than it was the beats and stuff. So I didn't actually get into what the beats could be.
Okay.
But I definitely in my head, even like. Going to bed at night, I'd be like, no, I could still do this. I mean, and I'd be like, you know, give me a topic and just see if I could roll on it.
Because
you set me up to say, well, because you've done this kind of stuff before. So I was like, see, Barry's going to pick something that he can excel in and then I'm going to look like Trey on.
I mean, well, I am a world famous rapper because of my Honey Badger anthem. I mean, that went worldwide. They kind of blew up.
Your what?
You never heard the Honey Badger anthem?
No. I knew that you set me up for this, but no.
No.
Ask, like, you're what? Because, of course, I don't know what that is.
I thought you heard it. They used to play it on the Blitz all the time. This was before I was even at the station. I think I was just doing weekends. But, yeah, long time ago when the Honey Badger video came out, I made a rap song to it. And it's got, like, over 200,000 views on YouTube. So I'm not saying I'm famous, but I'm famous because of that.
You said it before.
I am.
So why not say it again? The only thing is that I get tired of bending over... Not that way, but bending over next to the credenza to get the names you drop.
I went double aluminum on YouTube with 200,000. So, you know, it's not that I made a lot of money from it because I didn't make any money from it. But if I would have, it would have been in the tens of cents.
Okay.
It was that big of a deal.
Okay.
Did you see the story on Culture Map from Ken Hoffman about the new food at Minute Maid?
I saw some of it, yes. I had some of it, but I know that the Hoffmeister is a big food connoisseur. He's a foodie.
He is, and he dropped this gem on Culture Map. If you go to houston.culturemap.com, it's the five new foods that are going to be at Minute Maid for the World Series.
Just for the World Series.
I don't know if they're going to keep them.
Right, so I'm saying, but this is something new for all the people that have gone to Minute Maid during the year.
So Friday, you should be able to get the Earn History Burger.
What makes it?
It's a two-patty bacon burger with cheddar cheese and a split brisket sausage served with fresh bake, served on a bun with crispy jalapeno strips. It's, $18.25. Crazy.
And 18,500 calories, but I'm just thinking, like, what makes it an Earn History Burger? I was scared that you were going to have some, like, aged cheese that had mold all over it.
There's the L.A. Queso Stack, fresh-cut fries topped with house-made green chili queso, pork carnitas, fresh-made pico de gallo, fresh-cut jalapenos, and drizzles of sour cream.
You'd do that, wouldn't you?
I probably would, too.
I would not.
That's $12. The green chili chicken stack, fresh-cut fries topped with green chili chicken, pico de gallo, and I don't know what kind of cheese that is, $12. Street tacos and salsa bar. I'm down with that.
That would
I'm
be always right. down yeah, with that. I could see that.
Yeah, it's just pig pulled pork tacos, pineapple chunks, not so much that. Mango habanero glaze. And then those are $13. And then the braised.
Yeah, that's what Al Pastor has in it.
I don't need mango in my tacos.
It's authentic.
I'm an American.
But anyway.
Some communist Russian stuff. Braised brisket on flour tortillas served with pickles, red onions, fresh jalapeno, cilantro, and chipotle aioli is $13. So there's your new foods at Minute Maid.
I don't know if you know this or not, but AJ's a foodie too.
I would do that Earned History Burger in a heartbeat.
But I don't understand the title. I mean, it's just it sounds like a title. Normally there's something that has a tie-in.
It's got split brisket sausage on it. You had me at split brisket sausage.
I would totally eat that.
I would too.
So instead of like the sausage price is in the Midwest, ridiculous. You're talking about sausage made of brisket?
I'm not going to pay $600 to get in to find out how good that burger is.
It's $18.25, which is about the price of a ticket during the regular season.
Can you explain that to me, though?
What?
Split brisket sausage means that the sausage is made of brisket. Right?
I'm assuming yes.
Yeah, instead of like everything from the rooter to the tooter.
Right. Instead of like the pig's butthole, it's actual brisket. Yeah.
Tyler, what'd you say? You also found a Darren Revelle tweet. Six seats behind
six
the
seats for like $69,000.
That's ridiculous. Here or in LA?
LA. For
who's,
game one.
Who's winning tonight, Joel?
Boy. If they're going to get the split, they're going to get it in game two. I'll say the Dodgers win the first one.
Tyler, what you got?
Starting off hot. Game one.
Astros? I got Dodgers. All right, we'll see.
There you have it. All right, another spirited and fun show. Hey, we covered a lot of ground, had a lot of fun, and we're going to do the same thing tomorrow. So don't miss the show. It's every day, 1 through 4 p.m. right here. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.